March 2019, 38. Love devices of the creature who lives in the divine will. Example of a teacher who possesses the sciences, but does not find anyone to whom to teach them. Or of a rich man who does not find anyone to whom to give his riches. I am in the arms of the Fiat. It loves the creature who lives in it so much that it holds her always tightly in its arms. And even more, its love is such that it places her inside its incessant motion. The most tiny distances are the gaps of an instant in which it doesn't feel her within itself, inside its own life, would be for it the most painful martyrdom of love. In its pain it would say, "Daughter, don't move away from me, even for one single instant. You would embitter our love, because we feel your life as our own. We would feel our love being torn and tortured. In fact, you must know that the creature who lives in our will lives and breathes within our breathing, and as she breathes, we feel loved and we love her. Her motion moves within ours, living our same life, working with us, and speaking with our same word. We feel her circulating within our divine being like the blood that circulates in the veins of the creatures, always repeating, 'I love you, I love you.' Not yet satisfied, she takes off in flight, wanders through all created things, gathers our love which is spread through the entire creation, and comes to take refuge inside our Supreme Being. She surprises us by bringing us all the love that all created things should give us, if they had a mind. She always keeps finding new strategies to love us. At other times, she goes to her Queen and Mother, asks her for all her love, and surprises us by bringing us, redoubled, the love of the Great Lady. Then, celebrating, she says, 'I bring you the love of my Celestial Mother to love you.' And oh, how happy we feel! It is impossible for us to be without the one who lives in our volition. Oh, Divine Will, how much loving power you contain for those who live in you!" And I felt so amazed that I didn't know what else to say. My beloved Jesus, repeating his short little visit, with unspeakable love told me, "My daughter, born and reborn in our will. You must know that living in our will contains such prodigies and unheard of marvels that the very heavens shake and lower themselves in feeling them. In this creature we can develop our creative work, and deposit our love, our delirium, our anxiety, our sighs, our will. She will make others understand our supreme majesty, and love us with our love. Without this creature, we would find ourselves as a teacher who possesses all the sciences, and could give his lessons in all universities and all schools. But, alas, he can't even find one pupil to whom to teach his sciences. What a suffering for this teacher, possessing so many sciences and having to keep them unused within himself, without being able to make their value known. Oh, if this teacher could only find one pupil who wanted to learn his sciences, he would place him on his knees, and keep the pupil with himself night and day. He would feel that his science would not die, but live within his pupil, almost as a duplication of his own life. Oh, how much he would love him! He would feel reborn in his pupil. His loneliness would be broken, being loved by the one to whom he gives his lessons. His life would change from bitterness into joys. Such is our Supreme Being. If we don't find someone who lives in our divine will, we are like that teacher. We have nobody to whom to give our lessons. We possess infinite sciences, but we don't have anyone to whom to say a word, because the light of our will is missing, that would make him understand what we want to teach him. On the other hand, if the creature lives in our will, we feel our life within her. We can teach her our divine sciences. Even more, lives will arise within her. She will understand perfectly our celestial dialect, and will love us as we want her to love us. Here is the change in our destiny and hers. Loneliness will no longer exist. Company will be perennial. We will always have something to say, and someone who listens. Our eternal pain will turn into joys and feasts, because we will have the creature living in our will. When we do not find anyone who lives in our will, It happens to us also as to the one who possesses immense riches, but so many as to feel suffocated by them. And yet, he cannot find anyone disposed to receive or to take his goods. Poor him! He is so unhappy among his riches, and suffers a cruel loneliness. There's nobody to love him, respect him, or say to him even one thank you. Rather, it seems that all evade him, because he cannot find one to whom to give his riches, not even one who would take them. Without company, joy dies, and not being able to give to anyone, he feels that his goods, his life, do not live within others. Isolation is the greatest of the bitternesses. Oh, how many times we want to give, but we have nobody to whom to give. Further, by not living in our will, the creature closes all doors, obstructing our entrance. She even puts a distance between us, surrounding herself with miseries, weaknesses, and passions of the ugliest sort. This is why living in our will leaves everyone surprised. And we ourselves remain surprised, having to enclose infinity in what is limited, the immensity within the littleness. We have to make such wonders and prodigies that only our love, which rules over our divine being, can move us to the most amazing marvels, to the extent that even the angels and the saints remain surprised and mute in astonishment.